how are you feeling coming into the season? And it would seem to me it's a little bit like shock therapy. You know, you're flying to Scandinavia, you know, 9 hours ahead of my time, 10 hours ahead of Alaska time, and you're thrown into some pretty stout races in Norway, and then obviously the World Cup. So generally, how are you feeling?
I think this is my sixth year over here, so it doesn't feel as new as it did those first few years. Start to get used to kind of jumping right into it. But yeah, I mean, I also like kind of compare it to feelings I've had in the past. And I would say I've definitely come into the season feeling better, but I think I had a good summer of training. So I mean, today's results, like I ended 28th, I believe. And, you know, knowing that I was 28th and still feeling like I haven't, you know, quite come into my top form, that I think that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah. How did the day play out for you? It looks like you started in bib 15, so fairly early.
You know, it's seated as the guys in front of me have a little bit worse fist points. So, I know that the fast guys are going to be for the most part coming from behind. And so, you know, splits aren't super valuable until you get to the, you know, late end of the second and third lap. But I've skied this same course a few times now, so I kind of know the way that it flows, and I have the sense that I can't dig as deep as I would like to yet. So I was trying to go out at a pace that I sustained for the whole 15K, and like looking at my splits, I think it was a decent splits throughout the course. I think I was a bit slow in the first couple kilometers, but that's just compared to the rest of the field. And, you know, typically some of those sprinters head out a little fast. So, I mean, overall, I think it was fine.
And in a season like this year, where there's obviously no championships and there's no Olympics, but there's like just a huge, massive list of races ahead of you guys, I'm just kind of curious, like, what your goals are and kind of how you may or may not measure success this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I guess it was 2 years ago that I scored points in, I think, basically every race in period one, minus, I think, like, one or maybe one sprint. And I think it was, 2 years ago that I scored, like, distance points all the way through like most of the tour in every single race. So, I mean, it's always nice to be consistent, but I'm shooting for like those top tens. And so, you know, I'm still going to start every race. And I think that, you know, I think racing can be some of the best training. But yeah, like I tried to really focus on like improving my double pulling and my overall like fitness this summer. And I think I'll be trying to really gun for the 15K classics. And I've only had one top 10 in my career, so hopefully can get a couple more of those. I guess I've had a few time of day top 10s, but as far as like individual results, I've only had one. So there's like probably five 15K classics on the schedule this year. I'll be trying to kind of hit all of those pretty hard.